President, Mr. Ziegler calling.
Okay.
President, Mr. Ziegler.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You wanted a report on the TV?
Yeah, sure.
10 minutes on CBS.
Oh, boy.
The story, quite frankly, out of the Mitchell testimony, and I checked the wires, the TV, and the Star, the late edition, is that Mitchell admitted involvement in some aspects of the cover-up, but says he didn't tell Nixon and the president didn't know. The CBS portion included the denial of the Magruder portions of the Magruder's testimony.
Yeah.
He admitted that he had joined, as it says, Haldeman and Ehrlichman in covering up the White House horrors, such as the deed of Beard being the thing and the burglary and so forth. I didn't feel it would be fair to the campaign or that the president shouldn't be, you know, aware of it.
Yes.
Of the reasons I said. And then they had the portion where Talmadge asked him why he kept the president in ignorance. And on CBS, it had Mitchell at his most credible, I'm told by those who have watched it. He was the most credible when he was talking about the president. Doesn't mean he was not credible earlier, but he was very good. We said Mitchell said that it was not a question of keeping the truth from the president, but a question of not involving him in it at all. Not wanting him to worry about the White House horrors, as Mitchell puts it, saying that knowing the president, he would have lowered the boom, and it would have been extremely, you know, detrimental to the campaign. Said in retrospect, he was probably wrong. But they did use the very effective part on non-presidential involvement. Now, ABC used, of course, the part where Mitchell said he did not approve the bugging, and also he had fear of the cover-up being revealed and did not want the president to know. Used sound on film where Mitchell denied the prior knowledge and saying he feared the president's selection would have been effective, and the alternative was awful. Specifically, and this was a very effective passage, where Talmadge apparently said, "And you deliberately, Mr. Mitchell, refused to tell the president about this. Would you state that the expediency of the election was more important than that?" That's the question we talked about in the car. Mitchell's answer was very effective, because Mitchell said, "Senator, I think you have put it exactly correct. In my mind, in my opinion, the re-election of Richard Nixon compared with what was available on the other side was so much more important that I put it in just that context." Which is a very effective answer.
It is an effective answer. Good.
And I'm told that when he, you know, that portion was very well put.
Good.
Then they went on to you know, more testimony tomorrow.
Sure.
Then they had a portion, ABC had this, the statement by the young Republican National Convention chairman, or the national chairman, Sundquist, who was quoted as saying that John Dean was a liar. And that...
good for him.
So, that's out of their national committee. Then he went on to say that he felt that the president should, and indicated he would tell his side of the story at the appropriate time. Then they mentioned the in the ABC News the meetings with the leaders and the economic advisors today on phase four, and action was expected soon, and the dollar rebounded, and that type of news. NBC led with, of course, the Mitchell testimony, and said it was John Mitchell's turn at the witness stand, and Chancellor said that Mitchell in his testimony brought out three important points. First was that the president didn't know. Second, that the Mitchell did not know about Watergate, but knew plans and had turned them down. And third, denied Magruder's testimony that he approved the bugging. Also, Mitchell said someone overruled him on the White House staff, but he didn't know who. That's an old, you know, line of Mitchell's, too. Then all of them had Magruder saying that he stood by his testimony, of course. Then there was a story on NBC that LaRue, according to Mitchell, will back him in his not having approved the bugging. And then Chancellor said the key element in the testimony that he, Mitchell, didn't want to tell the president or want him to find out. And use the same passage where Talmadge asked him about the expediency and so forth. And
that's hard too. Well, that's not bad.
So the straight report on all three networks was good from our standpoint and basically from Mitchell's standpoint. It is observed, however, that the particular chancellor and some of the others, in their just observations and delivery of the report on Mitchell,
indicate they didn't believe him. Huh?
No, it wasn't that they didn't believe him, but they drew assumptions that they didn't in relation to Dean and some of the other others testifying, which I think bears out the fact that they're getting needled a little bit.
You mean they're getting needled by what? You mean by
their own own reaction to Dean.
Yeah.
Incidentally, in the Star on the front page, just above the banner headline, there's a series of pictures of Mitchell, and he looks very good, very confident, smiling.
Yeah. Good. Good. Well, it came out as well as we could expect.
Yes, sir. I think so.